Welcome to A Walk Through Psalms, a weekly podcast reading through the books of Psalms. I'm Emily Martin, and thank you for joining me. Sorry for the delay on this podcast. Last week, I was having some technical issues with my microphone, and I investigated it. I even had my husband take a look, and we couldn't figure it out, but this week, it's magically fixed. So, sorry for the delay, and let's go ahead and get started. Psalm 21. For the director of music, a psalm of David. The king rejoices in your strength, Lord. How great is his joy in the victories you give. You have granted him his heart's desire and have not withheld the requests of his lips. You came to greet him with rich blessings and placed a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked you for life and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. Through the victories you gave, his glory is great. You have bestowed on him splendor and majesty. Surely you have granted him unending blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord. Through the unfailing love of the Most High, he will not be shaken. Your hand will lay hold on all your enemies. Your right hand will seize your foes. When you appear for battle, you will burn them up as in a blazing furnace. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and his fire will consume them. You will destroy their descendants from the earth, their posterity from mankind. Though they plot evil against you and devise wicked schemes, they cannot succeed. You will make them turn their backs when you aim at them with drawn bow. Be exalted in your strength, Lord. We will sing and praise your might. All right, so this is another good one. I don't know if I'm just finally getting in the right mindset as I'm doing these podcasts, but I feel like the Lord just has a lot on my heart for each week. I'm not going to speak to everything, but I guess I do want to just say that I love this psalm. It's basically a big thank you note to God. I feel like after this big victory, whatever it was, David just recognizes, I need to go to the Lord and I need to thank him. I feel like that's what I'm going through right now. We started the 6 a.m. Bible study just these last couple of days at Door of Hope. And it's amazing how much the Lord has already done in 2 days. I think he's already been working on my heart these last couple of weeks, but just my confidence in him and my overwhelming thanksgiving that I feel for him in the victories in my life is just overwhelming. I have to kind of try to scale it back to not be overwhelming to other people, because I just feel like I have been filled with so much joy just over things that have been resolved in my life and over the confidence that I feel for things I'm doing, like volunteering with the Cupcake Girls and just different stuff at Door of Hope and, you know, my personal life. So I think that this psalm speaks volumes to the fact that David, at least in this moment, was very focused on the Lord and knew he needed to ask him for help. And once that victory came, I just imagine the first thing that David is doing is going off on his own and just thanking the Lord, and just his lips are overwhelmed with praise. He can't even stop the praise that he feels in his heart, because that's what I'm going through these last couple of weeks. So not to say that I am as cool as David, but I definitely feel like my heart has been going through some of the same type of struggles of, you know, really remembering to trust in the Lord and to surrender it all to him. And when I do, I just feel I have more freedom, I have more confidence, I have more compassion for others and to see their circumstances and to love them where they're at. So I'm not going to go into detail with all of this, because, you know, it's just David being specific about his praise. And, you know, just read it over a few times. Think about your life circumstances and, you know, where the Lord has met you in your darkest hour, or maybe just in a small struggle, and how it completely changed your perspective once you realized, oh yeah, I need to refocus on the Lord. So that's kind of what I'm going through right now. I am learning to refocus, and I'm hoping that this will stick for a lot longer. I know we go through our ups and downs of remembering, yes, the Lord is all I need. And I hope this sticks, because I am just filled with joy, and I can't imagine anything better than just doing whatever the Lord is calling me to do in this time of my life. So I hope you're encouraged, and I hope you have a wonderful week, and thank you for joining me. If you have comments or want to add anything or have any encouragement from your life lately, feel free to comment or email me at awalkthroughpsalms@gmail.com. And again, I'm Emily Martin. Have a wonderful day, guys. Thanks.